This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda issues 30-point directive to government secretaries for prompt and effective service delivery. Special Task Force submits draft of provision to bring loan shark under legal framework to Home Minister Ravi Lamichani. Physical Infrastructure and Transport Minister Naren Kazi Sresta pledges to resolve problems seen in country's transportation sector. And Pakistan's government decides to close malls, markets early due to economic crisis. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has issued 30-point directives to the secretaries of the ministries on various topics, including making the public service delivery prompt and efficient. Prime Minister Dahal directed the secretaries of the ministries yesterday at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers on subjects related to good governance, service delivery and the people's livelihood. The secretaries of all the ministries had presented the progress report, the problems and challenges related to their ministries, to the Prime Minister on Monday. Similarly, the secretaries at the Office of the President and Vice President and the different constitutional commissions and bodies presented the progress report yesterday. Prime Minister Dahal also asked secretaries and other government officials to pay attention to address the problems seen while delivering services, including the distribution of driving licenses, passports and national ID cards. The head of the government also directed the National Planning Commission to inform the government about the budget allocated for big projects, expenses made so far and physical progress of the projects. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal issued a directive for promptly addressing the complaint related to mobile phone sets brought for personal use while returning Nepal from abroad. The Prime Minister's directive comes in response to a complaint coming from the citizen level. He had issued a similar instruction related to the mobile phone set brought for personal use from abroad before this as well. Despite the earlier instruction from the Prime Minister in regard to the smartphones set brought for personal use, a customs employee at Trivandrum International Airport was reported to have prevented a Nepali citizen who returned from the United States of America to pass the checking with an additional mobile phone set. According to Prime Minister's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma, Prime Minister Dahal yesterday again directed Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel to make necessary provisions towards that end. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda and CPNEML Chairman KP Sharma Oli held a meeting at the Prime Minister's residence Balwatar yesterday evening. During the meeting, matters related to contemporary politics were discussed, according to the Prime Minister's secretariat. The two leaders discussed the effectiveness of the government and minimum common program, among other political issues. A meeting of the ruling parties held last Thursday had formed a task force under the leadership of Oli for charting out a minimum common program for the government. Prime Minister Dahal is taking vote of confidence from the House of Representatives on January 10. Likewise, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda and National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timilsina held a meeting at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday evening itself. The Prime Minister's secretariat said the matters of election of the National Assembly Vice Chairperson and National Assembly member was discussed. The Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal has decided to join the government provided there is respectable power sharing. The meeting of the Janata Samajwadi Party's political committee held yesterday decided to join the government if there was respectable representation and if not to support it from outside. The meeting formed a talks team led by party's executive member Rajendra Sresta for talks on unity and alliance with various parties and organizations. Rakam Chemjong and Gobinda Chowdhury are the members of the committee. The Ministry of Home Affairs has instructed the Nepal police to investigate reports about the spot and match fixing allegedly taking place in the ongoing Nepal T20 League. According to a statement issued yesterday following the instruction of Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamichani, the ministry asked the police to conduct a necessary investigation into reports of spot and match fixing and irregularities in the salary of players and about the organisers who are reportedly out of contact. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Naren Kaji Shrestha, has pledged to resolve the problems faced by citizens while acquiring a driving license. Minister Shrestha carried out an inspection of the transport office at Ekantakuna in Lalitpur yesterday. Minister's private secretary, Vijaya Gautam said Minister Shrestha also interacted with the service seekers regarding the problems they faced while assessing services from the office. He directed the chief and the employees of the office to make the service effective and easily accessible by ending the irregularities and the middlemen's intervention. A task force formed by the government to recommend ways for addressing issues caused by rapacious lending has submitted its report. The report submitted to Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Ravi Lamichani yesterday recommended some legal amendments. The Home Minister's Secretariat said some additional provisions had been sought to address the issues of unlawful money lending and the concerns of victims of such practices. Task Force Coordinator Dr. Bhishma Kumar Bhusal said they suggested the government add a clause against loan sharking in the National Penal Act 2017. Newly elected members of the House of Representatives, Prem Bahadur Ali and Maya Rai, took an oath of office and secrecy yesterday. They took the oath before Lower House's senior-most member, Pashupati Samsir Janga Bahadur Rana, at 12:30 p.m. at the Federal Parliament Secretariat. The two lawmakers missed the mass swearing-in ceremony held on 22nd of December in 2022 due to personal reasons. Ramesh Lekhak has been appointed the chief whip of the Nepali Congress. According to Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party Leader's private secretary Keshav Raj Joshi, party president and parliamentary party leader Shehbahadur Dewa appointed Lekhak to the post of chief whip. Passport distribution service was obstructed yesterday owing to a technical issue in the Department of Passport. The department said with the technical problem in the system, all the services related to the passport were halted. The department also urged not to visit the department to get the passport until further notice. Similarly, the department requested the service recipients who have already booked an appointment date for the passport application to visit the department on the determined date. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Pakistan's government has ordered measures to conserve energy, including closing all malls and markets by 8:30 p.m. as the country grapples with a crippling power and economic crisis. The Al Jazeera quoted the Pakistani defense minister stating that the cabinet-approved measures were expected to save the country about $273 million. Pakistan finds itself strapped for cash as money expected to come in under an International Monetary Fund program has been delayed. Its foreign exchange reserves now barely cover a month of imports, most of which are for energy purchases. The defense minister said additional measures that will take immediate effect include shutting restaurants and wedding halls by 10 p.m. local time. Russia has said a New Year missile attack that killed at least 89 Russian soldiers happened because troops were using their mobile phones. Ukraine hit a college for conscripts in Mikivka in the occupied Donetsk area shortly after midnight on 1st of January. Soldiers' use of banned phones allowed the enemy to locate its target, the Russian military has now said. While the number of people killed is unverified, it is the largest death toll acknowledged by Russia in the war. Ukraine claims the figure is far higher, saying 400 soldiers were killed in the attack and a further 300 wounded. Temperatures for January have reached an all-time high in a number of nations across Europe. National records have fallen in 8 countries and regional records in another 3. According to the BBC, Warsaw, Poland saw 18.9 degrees Celsius on Sunday, while Bilbao, Spain recorded 25.1 degrees Celsius, more than 10 degrees Celsius above average. The mild European weather comes as North America faces more severe storms days after a deadly winter cold snap left more than 60 dead. Heavy snow and freezing rain have been forecast for parts of the northern Midwest United States, while severe thunderstorms and tornadoes are expected in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Temperatures in the Netherlands, Lithuania, Latvia, Czech Republic, Poland, Denmark, and Belarus broke national records for winter heat. Station records were broken in Germany, France, and Ukraine as well. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report: for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was recorded at 17 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was recorded at 4.8 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal issues 30-point directives to government secretaries for prompt and effective service delivery. Special Task Force submits draft of provision to bring loan shark under legal framework to Home Minister Rabi Lamichani. Physical Infrastructure and Transport Minister Naren Kaji Shrestha pledges to resolve problems seen in country's transportation sector. And Pakistan's government decides to close malls and markets early due to economic crisis. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.